Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 29 of the Married AF podcast. We are your hosts, Matthew and Monica Powers. Again, to preference everybody, the AF stands for as followers, for all the people who hate us so much for using AF in regards to marriage and Jesus. We're so sorry that your feelings are hurt so terribly bad.
Please keep the hate mail coming, though.
I love the hate mail.
It just puts a smile on my face.
It does, every single time. And thank you to everyone who has been commenting, sending messages. Leave us a review on any podcasting form that you may listen to this on. It only helps people find us and you know what God is doing through us. So we are very appreciative for every bit of that, even the hate mail.
Even the hate
mail. The guy who hates AF more than anything on the face of the planet. We love you and we appreciate it.
We really do.
It's a lot of fun. So here we are, episode number 29. The articles have gone over really, really, really well.
Yes.
And you have more out there, more to come, and they are really, really good.
I really like today's.
I do too. Does this one have to come with a disclaimer at all, or do you think we're going to be safe?
I mean,
because we had a few episodes there. We had a few episodes there who... It may have had to go to an explicit nature that, you know, could have gotten flagged. Should we have a disclaimer on this?
Those episodes got us more views than we've ever imagined possible.
Yes. Way, way more people than I even thought would ever even consider listening, downloading, viewing, commenting.
Yeah. So
all of it.
I mean, maybe when you flag those as, hey, here's a...
Well, just to be on the safe side, because it could lead there with where some of this is. If you are currently listening to this with children or your grandmom or at work or someone you may not want to have to answer questions about some of the material you're hearing.
I mean, in public general.
In public in general. Listen to it with your spouse. That would be my recommendation.
Don't leave this in your office for everyone to hear.
Or do. You know, if it's that kind of office, that's okay. Depending on who's running HR for your company. May or may not be okay, but just in case, this could contain some commentary that may not be suitable for children. Perfectly normal for adults. Something adults need to talk about. Something adults need to be doing, especially, well, only if you're married. But maybe not listen with young ears. You have been warned.
All right. You ready for the title of this article?
Let's listen to this title. I'm ready.
23 devastating, difficult, and complicated reasons people had to walk away from their marriages.
23. We're not hitting.
I'm not hitting all 23.
If so, this would be like a 4.5 hour episode. Right. People would be tuned out after 30 minutes or so.
I have picked my top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Top 8. It's like MySpace.
8's great. It's my favorite number.
It's just like MySpace. This is the MySpace of the 23, whatever the rest of the article reads. Is Tom in your top 8?
Tom is my top 8.
Tom has to be in the top 8. What do you think Tom's doing now?
Wonder if he's updated his picture, his profile picture.
There's no way he has. He can't update his picture. It's got to be the same photo. He's probably just, you know, swimming around in his millions of dollars like Scrooge McDuck would be. I know he made a ton with MySpace. So good job, Tom. All right. Number one, what do we have?
All right. Remember, devastating, difficult, and complicated reasons people had to walk away from their marriages.
These are going to be good.
Yeah. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Our first one. Now, these are quotes from these people. There were hundreds of reasons I knew my marriage was over. But the final straw was in 2019 when my grandma was given only a few days to live. I said I wanted to see her one last time, and his response was, "So you're going to go see her, come back, then go back for the funeral. No, you can just wait until she dies."
Wow.
I'm not even done. 2 days later, when she did die, I fell to the floor crying. I told him my grandma just passed away, and he goes, Okay, well, you knew what was going to happen. Patted my back and went back to playing video games. I started searching divorce attorneys that day.
Wow. What an insensitive guy. Now, granted, 100 things. This probably shouldn't have been a shocker to you. If you knew there are hundreds of reasons you should have gotten a divorce, this probably shouldn't have been a complete shock. Like, oh my gosh, how in the world could you be so insensitive and so awful? However,
hundreds of reasons.
I would love to know what those other reasons are, because this one is bad.
This one's horrible.
What a selfish person you are.
I know, he's really into his games.
Loves video games.
I know.
Loving
that's
that Call of Duty so much. I assume it's Call of Duty. Maybe he's playing Fortnite. Maybe he's playing maybe he's playing NBA 2K or whatever that may be called. But what an insensitive dude this is. I can understand it.
Yeah, completely. But I would like to know what the other reasons were. But because this one, of all the things, this one was the reason why you're searching for divorce attorneys.
Yeah, well, it's just like any other thing. You know, you hear other stories or read other articles, and it's never about that one thing that caused it.
No.
Like, it's never about the peanut butter knife that was left in the sink and not washed off and put in the dishwasher. It wasn't about that. There were many other bigger things that you just pushed under the rug up until that point. And that's what caused it.
Okay, this next one. Woo. Matthew Powers. If you ever...
Don't you go putting that on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't even start putting that on me. If I ever... I mean, come on now. I don't know what this one is. But don't you put that on me.
This woman has every right to seek an attorney.
Okay.
Here's the next one. I found his collection of panties he had stolen from his conquests, including mine, from when we were together the first time. Some were labeled from after when we were married.
I mean, is there a problem with this? We got to take a time out. I got to go get something. I'm just kidding right now.
That's such a my fake laugh.
Wow.
I mean.
So he took women's panties as a trophy.
He's a creeper.
Well, yes, he is a creeper.
He took some serious psycho juice.
That's theft.
Crazy juice. That's theft.
What are you doing with that stuff?
I wonder how often he goes and looks at them. She found them.
I can't wrap my head around that at all. He's just keeping panties. And what are you doing there, man? Why are you keeping? You got married. Why would you do that in the first place?
That's a great question.
I understand that is a thing for some people. That's their thing. But you got married, man.
And hers were still in there.
time to throw that stuff out.
She found some that were labeled after their wedding date, which means he never stopped.
Like he had, do you think he had a label maker and labeled each one with the name and the date and everything that was, I mean, labeled after. So he took the time to label these things and keep up with them, keep track of them just to, I guess, remember or any, I don't know, but that's definitely a good reason.
That's some psycho stuff right there.
Yeah, but this goes a lot deeper than.
I mean, if he had those, what else does he have?
Well, what does he keep in, you know, fingernail clippings too?
It puts the lotion on its skin.
That's exactly what it's like.
What?
No, that's definitely a good rate, because obviously there was infidelity after the fact.
Yes.
And he decided to keep a trophy because of it.
What would a reason be for any married man to keep panties of previous women who he slept with?
Well, there's clear unfulfillment within even going back before they are married, clear unfulfillment within all of his previous relationships. If he is keeping these as a memento to go back and look at, or some sort of trophy, you know, as he and the boys hang out and share their collection to something, anything like that. I don't really know, but this is a clear, gigantic, like, red flag.
It's gross.
Run.
Yes. I'm obviously she did.
Yes. Good move on that.
Okay. Our next one is not as crazy as the panties, but my goodness. I was recovering from surgery and got an infection. I had to wait until the next day to follow up with my doctor for treatment. I was in so much pain that I could barely move. I spent most of the afternoon on the couch trying not to move so it wouldn't hurt as much. Around dinner time, my daughter, who was 6 at the time, was hungry and wanted something to eat. I asked my husband if he could make dinner since I was in so much pain. He said he was too busy. I asked what was he doing, and he replied that he was trolling people on Facebook. I got up, made my daughter dinner, and decided right then that I was done. I did not want to be married to him anymore.
I'm too busy trolling people on Facebook.
There's only one positive thing that I can see out of this.
And that is?
He told the truth.
Well, hey, at least, you know what? You're right. At least he was honest about it. He wasn't storing panties in the in the cupboard there or something.
He was trolling people on Facebook.
Way too busy trolling people on Facebook. I don't care if you...
To fix your daughter dinner?
It doesn't matter if your wife has had surgery or not. If you're asked to do... You're trolling people is... But this just goes back to...
Priorities.
Priorities are completely out of whack. We have trolls on Facebook, so...
We have trolls on Facebook?
Yeah, I think so.
What do you mean?
Well, people who hate our stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They're just out for that.
Well, here's the next one. In the middle of a hurricane, there was a boil water advisory. While the wind was blowing all of the doors open and breaking the hinges, I accidentally knocked a stack of good quality pots and pans onto my foot, breaking most of my toes. I blacked out from the pain and came to pretty quickly. And my little daughter was on her knees, pushing my hair out of my face and trying to dry my tears. Tears I didn't even know were there. When I asked her where her dad was, she said he went outside. He went to organize the back of his work truck in the middle of a hurricane to avoid being there for me while I was in pain. That's when I knew, but it took me 2 years before I gave up.
Okay. I'm going to call nonsense on this one.
Nonsense.
Hear me out here. Playing just devil's advocate. There's a hurricane. There's a big storm. They have a boil water advisory. She's handling that. There's a big hurricane going on. And maybe his work truck, he has stuff in there. He is out there to secure so it doesn't get blown away in the storm or get it out of his truck into the garage, into the house, this or that. What if, because there is another side to this story, what if he had no clue that she had even broken her foot or the good pots and pans? I would hate to see what would happen if they weren't good. I'm glad she let us know that they were good pots and pans, not just pots and pans. I think
she's saying quality-wise that they were heavy.
I get it. But what if, just devil's advocate here, what if he was outside before she even dropped the pots and pans? And he's outside working, doing this, doing that, trying to get all his work stuff that earns a living put away so it's safe through the storms. And he had no idea this had even happened.
Okay, well,
I'm just saying.
I'm going to give you a better one. I'm sorry. I cannot agree with you on this. Do you know why?
Why is that?
Because my weather nerd brain goes to, how long do we know a hurricane is coming before it actually gets there? This straight up says in the middle of a hurricane. So you had how many days to get prepared for this work truck?
This is true. Uh-huh. You do know that hurricanes are coming.
You have well in advance to know hurricanes.
Yes, you do. Again, I'm just playing devil's advocate. I don't know that
you suck at it.
I don't know that it is as bad as she was trying to make it out to be.
Right.
Because when I hear the story, what I'm hearing is I dropped some really heavy duty pots and pans on my foot, broke my foot, blacked out in pain. My husband got up, said, "Oh, well, that stinks," and decided I'm going to go outside. So I don't think that's exactly how it happened.
That's how she knows it happened.
Yeah, I think that's more so she doesn't look like, so she can play more of a victim on this. Not saying she's right. Wrong.
No, but at the same time, you know a hurricane's coming. I get it.
Well, but now you even know tornadoes are coming for the most part.
You
have a good half hour heads up on a tornado for the most part now.
If you are weather aware, yes. But hurricanes, I don't care who you are. Even the opposite coast knows a hurricane will be hitting the opposite coast.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Because that's all that's going to be on the weather. Because, you know, the media wants you to know the most devastating situation that's going on. So they're
Wait, you mean to tell me the media isn't just reporting the facts in the news all the time? You mean they're embellishing things that are going on to get higher viewership, so you can sell more advertising dollars so the executives can make more money? No, the media wouldn't ever do that. No. Are you kidding me?
I mean, you didn't hear it from me.
No.
But you know a hurricane's coming. Lock up your stuff.
I agree. Lock up your stuff. Again.
And if this hurricane is so bad, it's breaking the doors open and they're breaking off the hinges.
How's he surviving outside?
Well, there's that. But why did y'all stay?
Well, that's true, too.
There's so many other things that.
There's a lot of other factors.
It's not just because he went into his work truck.
No.
That was the small thing that just made it blow up.
Oh, absolutely.
For her to go, I'm done with this man.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't think it's near as bad as she was making it out to be. Just saying, I could be completely wrong. He may have gotten up and said, oh, she broke her foot. She's blacked out. I don't want to deal with her right now. I'm going to go outside in the middle of a devastating, deadly hurricane. I would rather deal with the 150 mile an hour winds and floods than have to deal with my wife and her broken foot. That is possible too.
That is. Okay, here's the next one. I will never forget. I shouldn't have known it was over, but I didn't. I got into a car accident. I flipped the car 7 times and slid upside down in the car on the pavement for 20 feet. Emergency personnel had to use the jaws of life to get me out of the vehicle. The first thing he said to me when he got to the hospital was, "How is my car?"
Wow. I wonder what kind of car it was. I mean, if she flipped a Ferrari, I mean, I could guess I could. No, I'm just kidding.
You're playing devil's advocate way too much
here. No, I'm kidding. That's a pretty crappy move.
But then let me play devil's advocate.
Oh, okay. Here we go. What do we got?
I feel like this is a situation that could happen with us.
Okay.
You want to make light of the situation. She's probably beat up. And he's going, "How's the car?"
You know what? As you could joke. Be right.
And if she doesn't understand sarcasm or maybe him at all, she would not understand. It wasn't a, "How's my car?" Well, if she had to be cut out of the car, dude, you know it's jacked up.
Yeah, you know it's no flip 7 times and slide. I mean, you know it's about. Maybe that's the case. But I highly
me playing devil's advocate here.
I highly doubt that was the case.
How's the car? You know, that would be me and you. I'm beat up, but you're like, "Oh, baby, I'm so glad you're okay.
How's my car?
How's the car?" Just to make like
just to try and make a little laugh, a little like, okay, we're gonna make it through this. Now, if that, and I don't think that's probably the case, because I do, some dudes are crazed about their cars. And they care way more about the car than they do anything else. Look at Cameron's dad and Fearless Bueller. He cared way more about the Ferrari than he cared about his wife or Cameron. That's why Cameron was so angry.
Is it a Ferrari?
Oh, yeah, it was a Ferrari.
Was it a Porsche?
Nope, it was a Ferrari.
I know you would know that for sure.
I know. They tried to roll back the odometer. Bright red.
I know. I'm just
a phenomenal movie. Phenomenal. So I imagine that's probably more likely the case that he was a jerk who cared a lot more about his car, who just had his priorities way, way, way out of order.
Sure. That was just me playing devil's advocate. All right. I got three more.
Let's hear them.
All right. After being faithfully married for 10 years, the day after my son was born, I got a call from the county health department saying I needed to go in for an STD treatment because my spouse was named by another individual who tested positive for an STD. That was enough for me.
Ouch. Ouch. Boy, he didn't see that one coming, did he?
Oh, man.
Can you imagine that phone conversation? Like, you're not going to believe who I just got a phone call from.
Like, she got the phone call from the health department. Not the husband. She got one saying she needed to get treatment because he obviously slept with the female that had the STD. And she was getting treatments. And she named him. And, of course, they pull his records and shows that he's married.
I do wonder how does that, like, is that standard procedure? Like, person A goes to and has an STD. And they, I guess, ask, who all have you been with? And the name comes up. Why would the health department find him and say, instead of contacting him, I really need to contact this guy's wife to get checked. Where is that in the procedures? Not saying it's right, because this dude obviously screwed up big time. But is that the procedure that, hey, let's contact the spouse instead of the, you know, someone could really go wrecking people's lives in that way if it was not true to say, oh, well, you know what? This person, if they contact the spouse, it's over.
Oh, absolutely.
Whether you are able to, because at that point you're guilty until you can prove your innocence. And even then it's near impossible to prove your innocence, no matter what he says or does.
I mean, he could totally go and get tested for this STD and be negative and be like, see, I tried to tell you it's a lie.
And one would think that those were probably the steps that the guy took was like, well, if he didn't, obviously he did because there was no fight to it. And this is ended up on the interweb somehow. That's a tough conversation to have though.
But she didn't even, I mean.
She said right after she had their kid.
They'd been married, faithfully married for 10 years.
So she thought.
Uh-huh. The day after my son was born.
See, that makes me wonder, did the kid, I mean, is that possible to transfer an STD from?
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe that kind of helped play into the role somehow.
If it was a natural birth, you can pass that on.
Okay.
Because an STD in that area, it goes through there and
right.
That's how it happens. But this said, I got the call from the county health department saying I needed to go in for STD treatment because my spouse was named by another individual who was positive for an STD.
Yeah, I don't know that that's fully the process. Now, I have no knowledge in this department.
I don't either, but...
But I would think that's probably not standard operating procedure.
I mean, what is the protocol to that?
Well, I really don't know what the protocol is. Maybe someone...
But at the
who
same,
listens will know what the protocol
here's
is.
Here's the thing. There's also now, I don't know. I mean, I feel like this is very recent. But there's this thing called HIPAA.
Yeah. Well, that was another. I was thinking, what about HIPAA? Because you're not allowed to share any medical information whatsoever.
No.
And that's a huge legal thing.
It's a major violation. And if it really, now hear me out. This could be somebody messing with them.
It definitely could be.
Pretending to be the county health department?
Oh, there's a whole can of worms. I would love to know more about this story. Because I'm just thinking...
Well, they're not married anymore.
No, clearly they're not. Obviously, there were maybe some other issues, some other reasons, but... if all is true, I understand.
There's so many ways that's just jacked up.
I completely see all of it jacked up.
All right. Here's another... After an evening of my husband and I screaming at each other, I went to tuck my 8-year-old into bed. When I did, he asked me when we could be happy.
Wow.
I asked, what did he mean? He responded with, when can we leave Dad and be happy? I knew then that staying together for the kids was not working. I quickly made my life ready to be a single parent. I have never regretted leaving. We are better apart than together.
That's absolutely heartbreaking. Mm. For your kid, for your 8-year-old to ask that type of question is heartbreaking. So there's no telling what the kid was able to see and how that rubbed off on that child.
For an 8-year-old to know.
To see and to hear the screaming and the yelling and the fighting. To see how hurt mom is and how unhappy mom is and how that rubs off on the child is heartbreaking. I've said it before, but the greatest gift we can ever give our children is a happy, healthy marriage.
I agree.
A healthy marriage. And clearly that wasn't it. But that's the reality for so many people.
It is.
That this is the norm. Because if that continued, that child, and this goes for any child, when you are constantly fighting with your spouse, when you're screaming and yelling, when you're slamming doors, when you're punching things, when you're running off and leaving the house and just disappearing, what do you think your kids are going to expect out of their marriage?
Exactly.
That is what they are going to do. They're going to scream and yell and punch and slam doors and run away every time something gets difficult. Why? Because all of that is a learned behavior from
absolutely
your parents.
But this sweet little 8-year-old wanted to know when they could leave to be happy.
That's so sad. The home should never be a place that is not happy, that is not safe. And clearly that was the case there. That's
and they were staying together for the children. That is never...
It's never a reason to stay
it's
together.
It's never going
to
work.
But I think it is the reason so many people stay together is for the kids. And they're thinking, well, when they turn 18, when they go graduate high school, we'll get a divorce and we'll move on. But that's pure misery for so long. Not saying you need to get a divorce every time you disagree on something. You have to work through things and you have to compromise on things and work things out together as one, the way in which its marriage is designed. But when a child is able to recognize how unhappy we are.
What is the point in staying together for the kids? I've never understood that. I mean, that's just putting your own life in misery.
I think it's this mentality that we have where you don't want your kids to have grown up in a broken home.
But it is broken.
Exactly. Whether you believe it or not, living that type of life, having that type of marriage where you are constantly fighting, you're constantly unhappy, that is a broken home.
It is.
That is bad. There's nothing good with that. Just because you're together doesn't mean that you show any type of love towards each other. Without the love there and without showing that affection, what's the point?
There's no reason still to be together.
No,
It's ruining everyone's life in that family.
Yeah, you have to, put your fists down, stop fighting, and say, hey, we recognize that this is not okay. And you have to have people in your life who can say, this is not okay. But the unfortunate thing is when people are in that situation, I don't think they have people in their lives to tell them, hey, what you're doing is not okay. You need help.
Well, in most of those situations, the people around them might not even know.
Well, that's true. Because we do such a good job of putting on a brave face whenever anyone is around.
I mean, really, you don't know what's going on in someone's home.
Well, that just goes back to people are not authentic everywhere they go. Because when the doors are closed and no one's around, the sad part is a lot of times you don't know how it really is.
You don't.
But
you just really don't know what people are going through.
No.
And people. I would love to tell anyone that if you think staying together for your children is the right thing to do, it's not.
No, because the marriage is between the man and the woman, not with the children.
Having their priorities out of order.
Again, the children, I love our kids. They're amazing. Do anything in the world for them. But at the end of the day, they're just little roommates.
Yes,
because
they are eventually
going to leave and grow and have their own families. And that's where we come in as parents, is to make sure that they grow, they have loving, successful, safe families and safe environments so their kids can experience that. And it just goes on and on and on. But it, yeah, if you hear this and you're going through that, one, it's not a reason to stay together just for the kids if you're miserable, and especially if you're unsafe and unhappy. However, I'm not saying you need to go run and get a divorce, but you need to really strip everything down and say, we have to fix this. There's nothing that can't be fixed. There's nothing that can't be repaired. No damage is irreparable, but you both have to want it. And again, you have to have people in your lives who can see that, who you allow to tell you that, because we've seen people who say they're like that. And you try to help them, and a lot of people just don't want to hear it. They don't want to see it. They don't see a problem with what's going on until you wake up years down the road. Like, how in the world did we end up here?
Yeah. So when the kids, I mean, you're staying together for the kids. So you're staying together until they graduate high school. Is that mentality?
I think the mentality for a lot of people. Let me just get through high school.
It still affects them after school.
Yes. You're still a family.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a thing. So after they turn 18, it's going to be okay because they're adults now? No. You separate. That's still multiple Christmases that they're going to have to deal with. Well, and it's going to affect them forever.
Well, even when your children turn 18 and they become 25 and 35 and they have kids of their own and this and that, they're still your kids.
Yes.
You are still their parents. And if you've done the job that you're supposed to have done, they will still look to you. They will still ask advice. They will still try and get, you know, lean on you whenever they need to. That's what we're supposed to do as parents. Yes. Absolutely, that's what we're supposed to do. That's absolutely heartbreaking.
It is.
That's terrible.
Oh, all right. I saved the best for last, as usual.
I love saving the best for last. Hopefully, you can pick me up a little bit from that last one.
I can get you out of this funk. All right. And it will. My husband went on a trip to see his, I'm air quoting, mother, and never came back. That's when I knew our 25-year marriage was over.
Clearly it was over. So he went to see his mama.
His mother.
And he just never came back home. Did he die?
I don't know.
Do you know if he's still alive, or did he let you know I'm not coming back? Or did you just assume he up and left? Maybe he died in a car accident. Maybe he drove off a cliff. Maybe something terrible happened.
Well, things like that happen. They do research on you and your identity and find out, are you married? Do you have children? Who's your closest living thing? So you know they would have probably sought her out.
Dude just went home to see his mom, or or said he was going to see his mom, went to his second family,
ooh,
and said, you know what? Enough's enough. I'm never going back.
I'm done with him. That was 25 years. I'll never get back.
Absolutely. I agree. That is clearly a sure
sign. Okay, so you're married for 25 years.
Yeah, how you married that long and this happened?
I'm tired. I'm not going back.
25 years is a long time.
What do you think? How old do you think they would?
In their 50s? They're probably 50 years old. Let's say they're 50. They got married at 25. They're 50 years old.
Yeah.
It's a lot of life.
That is.
To be married and then just up and leave. Just up and be gone.
It just never came back.
What in the world led to that? Like, I'm going to see my mom and just gone. Never back again.
That's when I knew our 25-year marriage was over.
That's another one where I'd love to dive in. And okay, however things prior just
never
to
came back.
I mean, there had to be signs. There had to be things that were going on for him just to.
In all of these situations, there is way more than that one. You know, the one that breaks the camel's back. You know.
Yeah. Oh
there's
yeah.
That's, way more, but these are just the things that these people were like, okay, well, now, yep, this is it. Except for the one with the guy with the panties.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I just don't know how your discernment doesn't kick in on that one, though.
Well, some people don't have that gift of discernment.
That is true.
They just don't. And they don't recognize it. They're naive and they can't.
They don't can't want see to see it.
Well, and there's part of it, too. They don't want
that.
To see it.
They don't want to know that. I would not want to know that our marriage was over.
No, I don't think anyone would want to. No one wants to admit that because they're admitting failure.
Yes.
No one wants to admit that they failed at something.
No.
Typically, they're going to do everything they can to
show
get through that and we'll show face, but to rectify whatever the situation may be. But as you look at every single one of these, all signs point to selfishness.
Yes.
that everything was for them. The video game guys and the panty guys. And
guy that's organizing his truck in a hurricane.
Organizing the truck in the hurricane instead of his wife who dropped the quality pots on her foot. Not the bad ones, quality. The guy who was worried about his car. I mean, every single one of them.
How's my car?
The only one, and even the one with the little boy, which is so sad. Mm-hmm. There had to be a lot of selfishness in there, at least on the husband's part. At least from what we hear. There's probably things both ways. There always is. But just pure selfishness of they're worried about good old number one. Could care less about how it affects anyone else.
Yeah. Well.
That's a lot of sad in there. Some very funny guy just ups and leaves and decides, you know what?
It makes me think of all the times you see in movies where they just went out to get cigarettes and never came back. Or
that's always the one.
Cigarettes or milk.
Yeah. Well, he left for cigarettes 15 years ago and just never came back. Why are they always out for cigarettes?
It's always cigarettes.
Always out for cigarettes. Maybe that's not. Hey, stop smoking.
Wasn't that Bobby Boucher's dad? What did he leave? He left for something.
He left for something.
Ah. I'm so disappointed.
We're going to have to go back and watch that.
Sorry, Adam Sandler.
We have to go back and watch that now. But that's always it. Maybe that's the lesson from all these movies. Stop smoking. Because some point in some time, you're going to go out for cigarettes and you're just never going to come back. I don't know.
Stop smoking, guys.
Stop smoking. Smoking ruins marriages, not lives, apparently.
According to movie statistics.
Yeah. Well, how truthful are those anyways? All right, let's get out of here. Episode number 29 in the books. God, we love you. We are so thankful that we get to have this opportunity just to have fun, but also try and speak life into people's lives and their marriages and their relationships. God, we'll just hope they point everything to you. They'll look to you for all guidance, all wisdom, and everything that they do, because we know that your ways and your thoughts are much, much higher and better than our ways, God. And we'll give you all the credit for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Play ball.